Mobile Fairhope. Great music and memories.
It's time now for the Jim Boyd Golden Oldie Show on 1480 WABF. Brought to you by Chase Herron State Farm, your friendly neighborhood insurance expert. And Tony's Towing for 24-hour emergency service. And now, here's Jim.
Well, good afternoon. It's Tuesday, and it's time for some Golden Oldies from our studios in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama. We are WABF 1480 AM live in WABF1480.com over the internet. Through our website, you can click Listen Live and note that my shows are recorded and listen right there on the website, usually the next day is when you can find them. While on our main page, just click Interviews and Talk Shows, then select the show that you want to listen to. Yeah, we're going with Dick Dale and Let's Go Trippin', which was a song that was out in 1961. Do you remember him? Well, today we're going to go back in time with the artists and songs that have a special place in your hearts from 1961, Part 3. That's right, I said Part 3 due to the many hits of 1961. Next week, we'll move right on into 1960, Part 3. One. Now today, we're going to hear from James Darren, Del Shannon, Bobby V, The Impressions, Elvis Presley, and that's just to name a few. I want to hear from you, so send your comments to WABF1480@outlook.com. Remember, this show is about your memories and the history of the music. Sometimes, you know, it's not just the number one song to stay with us. So I'm going to mix them up for you today. Hey, do you remember James Ercolani? Well, he's better known by his stage name, James Darren. He's an American television and movie actor, of course. He was a director and, not many know, he was a singer. That's right. He was known for his roles as Moondoggy in Gidget, Tony Newman in The Time Tunnel, and as Eric Fontaine in Star Trek Deep Space Nine. James Darren's successful hit songs included Angel Face in 1960, Goodbye, Cruel World, and Her Royal Majesty in 1961. On Being a Teenage Idol, he was quoted as saying, "I think Ricky Nelson said it best in Garden Party. You can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. If you're content with doing what you're doing, stick with it. And if not, find the road that takes you there." Well, I'm starting off with today's show on two of his 1961 hits. We're going to have a Goodbye, Cruel World and Her Royal Majesty.
Broken-hearted clown, paint my face with a good-for-nothing smile, cause a mean, fickle woman turned my whole world upside down.
Goodbye,
farewell to love, I'm off to join a circus. Gotta find a way to hide my tears. If it takes 100 years.
Goodbye, cruel world.
Oh, 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 step right up and take a look at a fool. He has got a heart as stubborn as a mule. Come on, everybody, he's good for a laugh. And no one could tell his heart is broken in half. Well, the joke's on me. I'm off to join the circus. Oh, Mr. Barnum, save a place for me. Shoot me out of a cannon, I don't care. Let the people point at me and stare. I'll tell the world that woman, wherever she may be, that mean, fickle woman made a crying clown out of me. Yeah.
representing Her Royal Majesty.
There she goes, Her Royal Majesty. She's the queen that broke my heart. I put her up upon a throne, and now she's left me all alone and crying. There she goes, Her Royal Majesty, wearing my heart for a crown. Oh, let me tell you, everybody, how she made a fool of me. You believe she acted oh so sweet, until she just had me kneeling at her feet. She got me to weep right from her little hand. Her smallest wish was my command. Well, there she goes, Her Royal Majesty, marching off with someone new.
No, I'm alive. It's not alive. Of course, you know, that was from Young Frankenstein. Do you remember that? Hi out there. How are you? A little lady just walked by and waved at her. And I guess you wondered what was alive in here, because I was playing that from Young Frankenstein. Well, last week, we spotlighted Del Shannon's first big hit, Runaway. Remember that one? Well, later that same year, he continued his musical success with a song about taking his hat off to a guy named Larry. Now, it seems that he witnessed his former girlfriend walking hand in hand with a guy named Larry. Yeah, have you ever been there? Uh-huh. Well, it sort of captures the feelings of betrayal and heartache that come from this kind of unexpected encounter, right? Well, Del Shannon's delivery perfectly conveys those emotions, making the song sort of like someone would go through that, you know, to anyone who has experienced the pain of lost love. So let's take our hat off to Larry, because he did to her what she did to him.
Once I had a pretty girl, her name it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy, now he won't even look at her. Hats off to Larry, he broke your heart, just like you broke mine when you said we must part. He told you lies, now it's your turn to cry, cry, cry. Now that Larry said goodbye to you, I know this may sound strange, I want you back, I think you'll change. But there's one more thing I gotta say. Hats off to Larry, it may sound cruel, but you laughed at me when you said we were through. You told me lies, now it's your turn to cry, cry, cry. Now that Larry said goodbye to you.
Met in junior high school in the late 50s. The duo lost track of each other until Diva's first year of college, when they started working at See's Candy in Los Angeles. On their lunch breaks, they discovered a mutual love of songwriting and ended up collaborating on the song called I Want Someone. The flip side, The Mountain's High.
Now that Larry said goodbye to you.
Yeah, you know, I was talking about Dick and Dee Dee, if you heard that in the background there, and I'll continue on with this. Now, this was a California duo, Dick and Dee Dee. Their name was Dick St. John and Mary Sperling were the names here. They first met in junior high school in the late 50s. The duo lost track of each other until Dee Dee's first year at college, when they both started working at a candy store in Los Angeles. Those listening from Los Angeles may know this, called See's Candies. Well, on their lunch breaks, they discovered a mutual love of songwriting and ended up collaborating on a song called I Want Someone. The flip side, though, was The Mountain's High. It became their first gold record, storming up the charts in the summer of 1961. And the song spent 2 weeks at the number two position on the Billboard Hot 100. Dick and Dee Dee played in the Los Angeles area for 6 months, backed by the new upcoming surf band, ready for this? The Beach Boys. Throughout the 60s, Dick and Dee Dee recorded a total of 8 chart singles, 5 of which made the top 30 nationally, and 5 albums, by the way. The biggest hits were Tell Me, Turn Around, Young, and In Love, I Shot Not Steal, and their first big hit, The Mountain's High. Here we go again, because you know that Elvis was big in the early 60s, so we're going to do Elvis again. His next big hit tells the story of a man who is losing his girlfriend to another man and can't seem to move on. In fact, it's been suggested by many that the lyrics actually reflect Elvis's feelings about his mother Gladys, who doted and overly protected Elvis during his young life. Of course, it's all speculation, and I, for one, don't believe this story. That's for me. Well, anyway, the song is about his girlfriend who has decided to end their relationship, and he starts seeing her younger sister. He's hoping for sure that she doesn't kiss him once and twice and then run away. But here's Ed Sullivan and what he has to say.
You know, something very nice happened, and the Beatles got a great kick out of it. We just received a wire, they did, from Elvis Presley and Colonel Tom Parker, wishing them a tremendous success in our country. I think that was very, very nice.
Okay. Here's Little Sister.
Tony's Towing takes pride in responding quickly when you need them. Their highly trained professionals have the skills to relieve any towing or recovery situation quickly and efficiently. Tony's Towing provides 24-hour towing, emergency recovery services, and transport in Baldwin County and the surrounding areas for vehicles of all types and sizes. Whether you locked your keys in your vehicle, need a jump start, or even a flat tire, they're just a phone call away. Things happen, and when they do, you can always count on Tony's. Family-owned and operated since 1993. Check them out on their website, tonys-towing.com, or call 928-7334. That's 928-7334. Whether you need towing and recovery, heavy-duty transportation, emergency spill cleanup, off-road recovery, or just a service call, you can count on Tony's Towing Incorporated. 8326 Nichols Avenue in Fairhope.
You know, sometimes things do happen. You know, they say in radio and TV, sometimes you have, certain things that take place, and it happened that time. But we're going to get by it, and we'll do Elvis Presley in just a little bit. So we're going to go ahead, and we'll talk about this guy named Ernie K. Doe. Now, every once in a while, a song comes out that is somewhat different, and one might think, how in the world did that ever make a hit? You ever heard songs like that? You may think that would be the case with Ernie K. Doe's 1961 hit about his mother-in-law. That's what I said, yes. He just couldn't seem to get along without her, or even with her, both ways. Well, who is this Ernie K. Doe? He was born in New Orleans and recorded as a member of the group called the Blue Diamonds in 1954 before going solo in 1955. Mother-in-Law was his first hit, reaching number one, and it was only top 10 hit he ever had out. I have this to say, guys. Happy wife, right? Happy life. Happy and mother-in-law, well, we can go on there. On your life could be hard, so you got to win her over, guys. Here's Ernie K. Doe.
You're listening to the Jim Boyd Golden Oldies Show on 1480 WADF.
Mother-in-law, mother-in-law, mother-in-law.
Always treat your mother-in-law the way you should, like I said before. Well, today, my little Scottish Terrier, his name's Max the Scot, turned 6 years old. What am I saying 16 for? Must be a song in my head going on here. But he turned 6 years old today, so I want to say happy birthday to my little Scottish Terrier, Max the Scot. And we have Tara Rose listening in from Newcastle, Wyoming. Janice Robinson from Bowling Green, Missouri. Say hi to Judy Andrews from Daphne. Now, before, you know, I had Elvis Presley on there to play, and I don't want to upset all the fans of Elvis Presley, so we're going to go back and do Little Sister right now.
You kiss me once or twice, then say it's very nice, and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister, and I took her to the show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy, and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you. Little sister, don't you. Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice, then say it's very nice, and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old moe evil. Guess I'll try with you. Little sister, don't you. Little sister, don't you. Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice, then say it's very nice, and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose. But you've been a-growing, and baby, it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you. Little sister, don't you. Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice, and say it's very nice, and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does.
Have you ever been in a relationship where you love that person so very much that you just couldn't seem to get the words out? You know what I mean? You just couldn't get the right words out to say I love you. Well, in my teen years, I can say I didn't have a problem saying what I felt. And I still don't. In fact, I can say I got in trouble over saying what I felt quite often. Well, I'm sure that I'm not alone in that, and I learned a lot from that. What's that old saying? Sometimes it's best to be a good listener. I heard that a lot from my father. Well, all I can say now is let's take a listen to Bobby V and More Than I Can Say in his second 1960 hit Run. The big song here, Run to Him by Bobby V. So let's first listen to More Than I Can Say.
Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Love you more than I can say. I'll love you twice as much tomorrow. Whoa, whoa, love you more than I can say. Oh, yeah, yeah. I miss you every single day. Why must my life be filled with sorrow? Oh, oh, love you more than I can say. Don't you know I need your soul? Tell me, please, I gotta know. cry.
Make me cry.
Am I just another guy? Whoa, oh, yeah, yeah. Love you more than I can say. I'll love you twice as much tomorrow. Whoa, whoa, love you more than I can say. You know I need you so. Tell me please, I gotta know. Do you mean to make me cry? Am I just another guy? Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. I love you more than I can say. I'll love you twice as much tomorrow. Whoa, whoa, love you more than I can say. If you found another guy who satisfies you more than I do, run to him. Step aside. If you think his lips can kiss you better than my lips can kiss you, run to him. Forget my pride. If someone else's arms can hold you better than my arms can hold you, go to him. Show to him all your devotion. If somebody else can make you happier than I can make you, run to him. My tears will dry. If someone else's arms can hold you better than my arms can hold you, go to him and show to him all your devotion. If somebody else can make you happier than I can make you, run to him. My tears will dry. If it's me you want to love you, I'll be more than glad to love you. Love you till your life is done. But darling, if I'm not the one, then run to him.
Gypsy Woman is a 1961 rhythm and blues song written by Curtis Mayfield and recorded by his group The Impressions. Remember them? The group's first single following the departure of lead singer Jerry Butler, who became really big, and it reached number two according to a 1995 interview. Curtis said that he wrote the song when he was only 12 years old. Now, many others, including Brian Hyland, Bobby Womack, Steve Marriott, and Santana, covered this song. You might remember their version. Brian Hyland's version in 1970 went to number three and became a gold record. Now, some of the Impressions, other big hits included For Your Precious Love, remember that song? Keep On Pushing, People Get Ready. And now, the Impressions, Gypsy Woman.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around campfire light, a lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark.
that hypnotized me with love.
She was a gypsy woman.
She was a
gypsy woman.
Yeah.
She danced around and round to a guitar melody. From the fire, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her near and kiss and forever whisper in her ear.
I love you, gypsy woman.
I love you,
gypsy woman.
Oh. All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun. I hate to see the lady go, knowing she'll never know that I love her. I love her.
A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman.
Chase Herron State Farm is your friendly neighborhood insurance agent right here in Fairhope, just south of Publix on 181. At Chase Herron State Farm, they take pride in serving the wonderful people of Fairhope for all their insurance needs. Whether it's auto, home, or life insurance, they've got you covered with a personalized touch. Call, text, or visit them today, where customer service and community care come first. Chase Herron State Farm, your trusted neighbor for protection and peace of mind at 21611 Highway 181, just south of the new Publix. 929-2020. That's 929-2020.
As we head into the evening, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, low 65, wind from the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. As day breaks on Wednesday, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, high near 77, wind from the south 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, low 65. Then for Thursday, mostly cloudy, high 78. On the water for Wednesday, south wind 5 to 10 knots, mostly cloudy, seas 1 foot or less. I'm J.C. Kelleher on WABF 1480.
You're listening to the Jim Boyd Golden Oldies Show on 1480 WABF.
I was trying to remember if I had ever done a dance called the Pony. Did you ever do it? I can truly say no, I've never done the Pony. I had to look it up, and if you've ever done it, YouTube it. If you haven't done it, YouTube it. It's like jumping up and down and skipping around like you're riding a pony. You got to have the reins in your hands and you just sort of, you know, riding along and doing the pony. Well, in 1961, it was made popular by no other than Chubby Checker, who seemed year after year to have one hit on after another, just kept them coming. Sometimes three hits a year. Now, I'm not going to even pretend right here now in this studio that I could get up and do this pony thing. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to tap my feet, go along with it, and see where we go. I don't know, you may even jump up and do the pony. Well, let's get it on with Pony Time.
It's Pony Time! Get up! Pony with your partner, or in the big boss line. But anyway, do it.
Sue, little Susie, who lives next door. She's doing the pony, she's taking the floor.
You know, you really want to get up and dance to that, don't you? It's just unusual dance, though. Well, I want to say hi to Elizabeth Jennings in Fairhope, Alabama. She is a true listener. I know she listens quite often. And way up in Hannibal, Missouri, Woody Burt, I want to say hi to you as well. Thank you for listening to the show. Hey, ladies, when you were growing up as a teenager, we're going to go back here a little bit. Do you remember the advice your mother gave you? It could have been about school, could have been about boys, or the many choices that you're going to have in life. Well, the Shirelles, in 1961, hit sung about just that. They said, "I went walking the other day, and everything was going fine. I met a little boy named Billy Joe, and then I almost lost my mind." In the last verse, they close with, "My eyes are wide open, but all I can see is a chapel bell's a-callin' for everyone. But I don't worry, 'cause Mama said there would be days like this." Did you listen to your mama? Hope so.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
Mama said, Mama said.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, my mama said.
Mama said, Mama said.
I went walking the other day, and everything was going fine. I met a little boy named Billy Joe, and then almost lost my mind. Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, my mama said.
Mama said, Mama said.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, my mama said. Wide open, but all that I can see is a chapel bells are calling for everyone about me. But I don't worry, 'cause Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, my mama said.
Mama
said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, my mama said. And then she said, "Someone will look at me like I'm looking at you one day. Then I might find I don't want you anyway, so I don't worry, 'cause Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, my mama said.
Mama said, Mama said.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, my mama said.
Little dog, too.
No, because Mama said, stay away from that type of person, and you have to take care and do what your mama said, right? During our last few shows, I haven't stopped playing the hits of the Everly Brothers, have I? And I didn't hesitate to explain their life stories. I thought it was somewhat rare in the music business to have two brothers that have made it big, back then especially. Let's see, you had the Kalin twins, They were the late 50s and early 60s. Gunnar and Matthew Nelson, that's Ricky Nelson's boys back in the 80s. And then you had other brother groups such as the Beach Boys, the Jackson 5, the Bee Gees, the Proclaimers, the Kinks. Well, I could go on and on. There's quite a few of them. The list is larger than I really thought at the time. We know that the Everly Brothers were big through the 60s, then sort of faded from having hit songs in the music business. Walk Right Back was one of those songs about losing your love and nothing in life seems to be going right. Just walk right back to me this minute. Bring your love to me. Don't send it. The Everly Brothers and Walk Right Back. Let's talk a little bit about Jan and Dean. Now, they were an American rock duo consisting of William Jan Barry and Dean Ornsby Torrance. Now, in the early 1960s, they were pioneers of that California sound and vocal surf music styles popularized by the Beach Boys, right? Among their first successful songs was 1963 Surf City, the first surf song ever to reach the number one spot. Their other charting top 10 singles were Drag City, remember that, in 63, Dead Man's Curve, and The Little Old Lady from Pasadena in 1964. Their early hit songs were Jenny Lee in 58, Baby Talk in 1959, and today's 1961 winner about a love that reaches all the way to the heart and to the soul, of course. They had to add the bump, 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 and the dip, to dip, dip in it. So take a listen to Heart and Soul. Bump, 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 dip, to dip, dip, da 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 and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I beg to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moonlight. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing.
it's got me loving you madly.
That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul.
Bop bop dip 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 da 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 ding di ding di dong. Bop 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 dip 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 bop 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 dip dip dip.
When you need them, their highly trained professionals have the skills to relieve any towing or recovery situation quickly and efficiently. Tony's Towing provides 24-hour towing, emergency recovery services, and transport in Baldwin County and the surrounding areas for vehicles of all types and sizes. Whether you locked your keys in your vehicle, need a jump start, or even a flat tire, they're just a phone call away. Things happen, and when they do, you can always count on Tony's. Family-owned and operated since 1993. Check them out on their website, tonys-towing.com, or call 928-7334. That's 928-7334. Whether you need towing and recovery, heavy-duty transportation, emergency spill cleanup, off-road recovery, or just a service call, you can count on Tony's Towing Incorporated, 8326 Nichols Avenue in Fairhope. You're listening to the Jim Boyd Golden Oldies Show on 1480 WADF.
Okay, well, let's look at some top stories from 1961. How you doing there? Another gentleman outside looking in here today. The U.S.-Cuban exiles and CIA mount a unsuccessful attempt to overthrow Castro in what was called the Bay of Pigs. That was back in 61. East German authorities close the border between East and West Berlin, and they construct the Berlin Wall. Now, that was a big one. John F. Kennedy advises American families to build bomb shelters. Now, I can remember as a little guy being scared to death of something horribly happening. We'd have to go down in the bomb shelter. Now, is it chasing us? Is it coming after us? That thought coursed through Betty and Barney Hill's minds as they drove down the empty, winding country road in New Hampshire White Mountains. It was a September night in 1961. They hadn't seen a car for miles, and a strange light in the sky seemed to follow them. When they finally got home in Portsmouth at dawn, they were far from anywhere, but they were relieved. They felt dirty, their watches stopped working, and Barney's shoes were strangely scuffed, and Betty's dress was ripped. They were 2 hours off the drive that neither of them knew what happened or where they were. Do you remember the story about the flying saucer taking Betty and Barney? That was also back in 1961. And also in 1961, we had a big hit about Daddy. Daddy coming home. He was looking forward that Daddy would be coming home to her. And I've been out working, been away, but honey, I'm coming home. And this was by Shep and the Limelights.
You're my love, you're my angel, you're the girl of my dream. I'd like to thank you for waiting patiently. Daddy's home. Daddy's home. Do you stay? To be by your side. Your best friend wrote and told me you had tears. your arms. Daddy's home. Daddy's home to stay.
Our next hit song by Ray Charles hit number one for 2 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100. It also won a Grammy Award for Best Rhythm and Blues Recording in 2013. It was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame as well. I think we most all agree that Ray Charles was one of the best R&B singers of all time. Hit the Road Jack, his top 61 hit, has some interesting facts. I mean, he had so many 61 hits throughout his lifetime. The continuing popularity is evident by the way many hockey fans playing a few lines when the player is sent to the penalty box, right? Hit the Road Jack. Yeah, you remember that? They do that today still. I can also remember all my friends singing the words in unison when it was played over the air. Hit the Road Jack. Well, let's go ahead and play Ray Charles right now.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Oh, woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you said so, I'd have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
I hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Well,
don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand.
Don't you come back no more.
You can't mean that.
And don't you come back
oh,
no more.
Yeah, Ray, I think she means that. I actually do. So you need to hit the road, Jack. Our next hit by Lee Dorsey, no relation to the Dorseys, of course, is one of those unique songs that can be taken in many different ways. It starts the song off with, "Oh, well," and then he sort of hiccups. He goes, sort of like that, and sighs, and states that he's sitting here in la-la waiting for my ya-ya. So he keeps going on about sitting there, and then decides she's not coming, even though he loves her. Now, the la-la could be a bench, right? It could be a car, a stoop, or whatever. And, of course, ya-ya, that could be his love, right? Well, you decide as you listen to Lee Dorsey's ya-ya.
Oh, well, I'm sitting here la-la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, I'm sitting here la-la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, it may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming. Oh, baby, hurry, don't make me worry. Oh, yeah, baby, hurry, don't make me worry. You knew that I love you, oh, how I love you, oh. I'm sitting in la-la waiting for my ya-ya. I'm sitting in la-la waiting for my ya-ya. It may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming, oh. Sitting here la-la waiting for my ya-ya. I'm sitting here la-la waiting for my ya-ya. It may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming. Baby, hurry, don't make me worry.
Well, at the beginning of the show, we talked a little bit about Dick Dale. He was a fantastic guitar player, really known for Miserly. Remember that song? An instrumental with his tremolo picking runs that made him known in the music world. Most of the leading bands in surf music, such as the Beach Boys, Janet Dean, the Trashmen, they were influenced by Dick Dale's music and often included recordings of Dale's songs in their albums. So his style of music influenced guitarists such as Jimi Hendrix, Peter Townshend, Eddie Van Halen, and even Brian May. So let's finish it up and go tripping with Dick Dale.
Let's go tripping!
Well, it's about time to say goodbye to you. I want you to know I appreciate you listening in this afternoon, and I want you to have a very, very great evening. And remember, I want to say God bless you and allow God to use you to bless others as well. And Shar, you have something to say to us here, girl? See you later, alligator, and after a while, crocodile. God bless. We'll see you next Tuesday.
You've been listening to the Jim Boyd Golden Oldie Show, brought to you by Chase Heron State Farm, your friendly neighborhood insurance expert in Fairhope, and Tony's Towing for 24-hour emergency service on 1480 WABF, Mobile Fairhope.